This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Third National Women's Rights Day being observed today. Humla to be linked to National Highway in coming fiscal year. And Vietnam detects new UK-Indian variant of COVID-19. Now, the news in detail. Third National Women's Rights Day is being observed today. Issuing best wishes message on the occasion of Third National Women's Rights Day, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali brothers and sisters living in the country and abroad, and has thanked all the elders who have contributed in various ways to ensure the rights of women. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in his best wishes message has said, although the pandemic has made it harder to address the challenges of women's rights, but we shall keep us active and united to fight off the challenges and ensure gender equality. Simcoat, the district headquarters of Humla, is finally being linked to the national highway. According to the budget estimates presented by Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel, Humla will be linked to National Highway in the coming fiscal year. Out of 77 district headquarters of the country, only Simcoat is yet to be linked to the National Highway. The budget estimates also includes construction of a trekking route in Simcoat as well as in the lower Dolpa area. Likewise, construction of a dry port will begin in Yari of Namkha Rural Municipality. The federal government has also allocated budget for the construction of an access road in Hilsa region. The budget also features funds to be allocated for operation of maternity and neonatal care service in the district hospital. The COVID-19 death rate in Banke has significantly dropped in the past 12 hours. The district-based health facilities have reported 4 deaths overnight. Prior to this, this figure was 15 to 17 deaths. The district COVID crisis management center's resource person Tez Oli said majority of people hospitalized in Banke are for COVID-19. So far, Banke has reported 288 COVID-19 deaths within from the district and 279 from outside the district. The ruling CPN-UML has summoned its standing committee meeting for this evening. According to UML Party Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang, the meeting has been called at the Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar at 5 p.m. today. The meeting will review the budget for the fiscal year 2078-79 Bikram Sambat and other intra-party issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Vietnam has detected a COVID variant that appears to be a combination of Indian and UK variants and can spread quickly by air. Vietnam's Health Minister Nguyen Thanh Long described the latest mutation on Saturday as very dangerous. Since COVID-19 was first identified in January 2020, thousands of mutations have been detected. Mr. Nguyen said new hybrid variant was most transmissible than previously known versions, especially in the air. He said it was discovered after running tests on newly detected patients. He added that the genetic code of the virus would be made available soon. The Colombian army has begun to tighten its control over the city of Cali following the weeks of deadly anti-government protest there. Streets are reported to be largely deserted after President Ivan Duque ordered the military intervention. At least 5 people died in Cali on Friday night, the latest casualties in a month of protest which have claimed dozens of lives. The protest began in April over a proposed tax increase. The tax plan was withdrawn, but the protest grew over to cover police violence, poverty and Colombia's health crisis. 2 weeks of negotiations between the government and protesters have stalled. North Korean state media has claimed that the orphans are volunteering to work in state-run mines and farms. The Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, said hundreds of children with wisdom and courage in the prime of their youth have chosen to perform manual labor for the country. The ages are unclear, but photos suggest they are in their teens. Human rights groups have long accused North Korea of using forced child labor, something the state denies. About 26 million people are thought to live in North Korea, which is ruled by a government with rigid control over all parts of people's lives. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Third National Women's Rights Day being observed today. Humla to be linked to National Highway in coming fiscal year. And Vietnam detects new UK-Indian variant of COVID-19. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.